The following program was previously recorded.
It's time for another episode of Live and Local. From the studios at 33rd and Burt, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Benson First Friday festivities are on August 6th, starts at 5 o'clock right there at Military and Maple in downtown Benson. And the development director of BFF Omaha, Caitlin Little, is with me on Live and Local. Caitlin, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Now, this is a lot of fun. Lutheran Family Services and Benson First Friday got together to co-present this. Can you explain what the New American Arts Festival is?
Yeah, so the New American Arts Festival has been going on for the last 8 years. It's a collaboration to help elevate and raise the voices of New American and refugee artists. So this festival that we put on every month, it just really celebrates the cultural diversity that we have at Omaha. Some people don't know that we have pretty high refugee populations in Omaha, which is awesome and a very cool gift for us because we have all these neat peoples with brilliant cultures, and this is just a chance to celebrate those folks. So there's food vendors, there's artists, there's performances. So it's a really cool way to kind of see the beautiful diversity that we have right here in Omaha.
In welcoming these artists, not only to this country, but giving them a forum to show their art, what are some of the angles that these folks new to the country and new to the Omaha area have taken with their artistic works?
Sure. We see folks who make clothing. There's this really amazing artist that tools leather and makes these amazing handbags. There are folks who are culinary artists who not only make delicious tasting food, but I can think of one particular artist that does these carvings out of like fruits and vegetables. They're super, super neat. So anything you can think of, I feel like, you know, we have folks that are representing those different kinds of arts. So it's really cool. These aren't just exhibitions that are just traditional gallery exhibitions. So you see a lot of folks who are makers. You do see the traditional gallery stuff too, but you know, there's performances. We do workshops as well too. So it's a way to showcase a lot of different kinds of arts. You know, like folks who are crafters, folks who are makers as, you know, artists, but they are.
Sure, absolutely. How long has it taken for BFF Omaha to be able to get things rolling again from the standpoint of, you know, the pandemic and crowds and dealing with all that, getting permits, different municipalities have different rules. How has it been, you know, for the start of the outdoor season and now we're rolling into this big event on August 6th?
You know, we really haven't stopped at BFF Omaha. We pivoted pretty hard when everything completely shut down and switched to full-on virtual programming and pushed really hard into doing a lot of public art to give folks an opportunity to do things that were socially distant that didn't require gathering. And as it's gotten safer, as we take great precautions, if you're, you know, feeling sick, stay home. If you are still feeling uncomfortable, wear a mask. If you're inside, you can wear a mask. So, you know, right now there's not a lot of restrictions, but we do our best to keep people distance, you know, making sure that we're practicing all of our sanitary things that we learned all about during COVID. We're still pretty strict about all of those things and trying to, you know, not have super spreader events. You know, just keeping an eye on what's going on and doing the best to try to keep all of the folks that we serve as safe as possible. And, you know, a lot of these events are outside, so that tends to make people feel a little bit safer as far as gathering. We've seen the numbers of people coming to our events pick up, so that's really good. So I think people, for the most part, are feeling safer, but I know right now things are a little bit more in limbo. So, you know, take those precautions if you're feeling uncomfortable. Wear a mask if you're around folks. Make sure you socially distance. Wash those hands. Use hand sanitizer. We have masks for sale as well as masks to hand out, so we just want to keep everybody safe and happy and to be able to have this really awesome event with no hiccups.
The New American Arts Festival specifically is on Friday, August 6th at 5 o'clock at Military and Maple in downtown Benson. But can you kind of pull back to the 5,000-foot view and tell folks BFFOmaha.org is very busy with a lot of things throughout the year, right?
Yeah. So BFF Omaha, we're an arts nonprofit. We create, you know, community through arts engagement. Besides our First Friday events that we have year-round, every First Friday, we have a mobile gallery. It was just actually featured at Maha Music Festival. There was a really cool write-up in the Reader about it. We turned it's the back of a semi-trailer that we gutted and transformed into a gallery. So sometimes it's traditional gallery shows, but a lot of times it's immersive experiences. We just turned it into Studio 55, which was homage to Studio 54. We had a big disco dance party, which was really, really cool. We also do youth engagement. We have a zine that is self-sufficient, that showcases local and regional artists of all kinds. We kind of have our hand in just a little bit of everything. You know, our actual gallery space, Pet Shop, is right in Benson. And then, you know, we just kind of help foster any sort of collaborations folks want to do. So if you've seen public art in Benson, we probably had a little hand in that. If you see people walking down the street in wigs, that's probably us. So we do a little bit of everything. We're passionate about making Benson and Greater Omaha a really cool place to live. And actually, this last year, we had our hand in creating cultural districts for Nebraska. We were one of the last two states that didn't have them. So that's going to be really cool. That's going to have some money funneling into Benson to make more murals, to do more beautification, to make it, you know, just another hotspot. Like, Omaha and Nebraska is for everybody. So we believe that.
If you are looking for information, you can go to bffomaha.org. She is Caitlin Little, the development director for BFF Omaha. Caitlin, thanks for joining me today. It was nice to chat.
Thanks so much. You have a great weekend, and I hope to see all of y'all at the New American Arts Festival.